Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition. With Dave Jobe, citizen of Champaign-Ajax First Nations Yukon and negotiator for the Yukon Umbrella Final Agreement.
My name is Dave Jobe. I'm an elder from Champaign-Ajax First Nations, and I've been involved in treaty talks for about 50 years now. I first got involved because I was requested by the elders of Champaign-Ajax First Nations to basically understand what the laws were and to assist them.
How was the treaty simulation?
Well, I very much enjoyed it. It was true to treaty negotiations.
How do modern treaties impact Indigenous youth?
Well, I think it has an all-encompassing impact on the young people. It affects their education, their heritage, their languages. It includes all facets of their lives currently.
Why should youth get involved in their treaties?
Well, I think due to the impact of the nature of the treaties, in which it includes all of the aspects of the young people, I think for them to direct some of that impact, I think they ought to become involved. And secondly, they will eventually lead their respective nations, and they should learn what's included in the final agreements and the agreements in self-government, and they should decide if the direction of the current leadership is appropriate in respect of those matters. And if they don't believe that, or if they believe they can do an equally effective job, then they should become involved.
And how can they get involved?
I think youth can get involved by attending the meetings of their leadership. They're open to the public. They could write to the chief and councils and obtain answers to any questions that they may have. They can arrange public forums in which they can invite their respective chief and councils to attend. But most importantly, I think they should talk to their parents, their grandparents, and see what they could acquire in terms of information about the specific treaties that apply in their territories.